Tell me I don't have the hiccups right now. Tell me I don't have the hiccups right now. No hiccups? We good? I'm going to give it 2 more seconds. 1 Mississippi. 2 Mississippi. All right, we're good. No hiccups. We're good. What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Blair. That's me. Man, I haven't done the pod in a little bit. I'm finally recovered from my boys' weekend. And this is kind of how this podcast is going to go. I tried to record and put a pod out yesterday, but I was still a little bit micro-fried from the weekend. Because I don't think it's cool to blast out the drugs you do on a weekend. Like, oh, I did all this stuff. But, you know, I did do cocaine, molly, mushrooms, and all the alcohol that I could possibly fit in my body short of finding just destroying my liver with alcohol poisoning. But I didn't do a lot. That's just the stuff that I did, which isn't crazy. Dude, I went for it, man. Because the boys, we get together once a year. And when we get together, we go for broke. Now, I'm not going to incriminate any of the guys that were with me. All I can say is that I was in a place, and my friends were also in that place. Drugs were there. I did all of them. And I didn't really see anybody else do them. I'm pretty sure it was just me. Dude, could you imagine if that was actually what was going on? And you go to like a house party, and it's like just for your best friends from college. Everyone's all straight edge as fuck, and then there's just one guy in the corner, just like, you guys want this? You guys want another line? You want a line? I got a fat one right here. I got a fucking caterpillar for you right here, big guy. Come on, it's you. If you don't want it, I'll do it. If you don't want it, I'll do it. I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. Twist my arm. I'll fucking do it. Dude, yeah, no, it got active. But here was the problem, is when you do literally all of the drugs, trying to come back down to reality is a task. It was harder than I wanted it to be. Because even yesterday, I woke up feeling a little bit spacey, dude. And part of me thinks, like, hey, is this just who I'm going to be from now on? The kind of guy who can't focus on a single thing. Dude, speaking on the podcast was so hard for me. I recorded probably a 22-minute episode. And the only thing that's really usable was the part where I talk about tripping on mushrooms. And I think the reason it worked was because I was still technically on mushrooms when I recorded this. Even though it was 3 days later, you know, you crack your neck and it comes back like, hey, you want to fucking talk about pandas? It's like, all right, we can do that. Let's go. So I think, so that's why I'm doing this, is like the intro, and then I'm going to go and I'll play the clip of me talking about mushrooms. It's about 15 minutes long. And look, I'm sitting here now, totally sober, having just re-listened to it, and it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult to follow if you haven't done mushrooms. If you have done any sort of psychedelics, you're going to see it and be like, you're going to listen, you're not going to see it. It's all audio this week. No, but should I edit that out? I got to edit that out. Edit it out, Blair. Yeah, I'll edit that part out. But there's just audio, right? There's no video. So you're going to listen to it and be like, what is he even talking about? But if you have done mushrooms, you're going to listen to it and be like, man, that sounds like it's supposed to sound, man. But just a preface before I go into it. Me and like 7 friends got this big, massive mansion-esque lake house on the Sound in the middle of fucking nowhere in Washington State. And we went out there, and all bets were off. We brought all the stuff, and we're like, we just put it all on the table. Like, let's be smart about this. but also let's be reckless enough to maybe one of us could die. Because, dude, you remember Dare, the drugs and alcohol Rage Against the Machine, whatever the fuck it stands for? I forget what it's fucking called. What it actually means. I should know. I think they canceled it before I got into fifth grade. But they kind of make you believe that you do a drug one time and it'll kill you. Like, fentanyl's everywhere. Fentanyl's all over the place. I don't know why I made a Southern guy, like, really self-aware about the dangers of cocaine. But, dude, if you die of doing a drug like that, here's the way I see it. Either it's kind of like coronavirus, like catching COVID. 99% of you are going to be fine. And that 1% of you, you're 81. And you shouldn't be 81 doing cocaine. But if you are able to be 81 and steadily do hard, hard drugs, let's hang out, dude. That'd be sick. That'd be cool. Let's do a little Zoom conference call. Me and you and some drugs, and I want to talk to you. I want to be far enough away from you so if you do die, it's not on my conscience, but I want to see you do it and be like, that's possible. Like, that's something you want. You want to see something like that because then you're like, okay, in my mind, no one could ever achieve that thing. Now that my eyes have seen it, I know it's possible. And now I can strive? Not stride. It's strive to be that great when I'm 80. How long have I been going? What, 7 minutes of me talking about the thing I'm about to talk about? That checks out. But yeah, okay, look. This next little part is just me talking about my mushroom trip. And, by the way, if you didn't know, I do mushrooms every now and then. I've only done them 3 times, okay? First time I did them was back in college, like 2013. Second time was maybe a year and a half after that. Again, still in college, like 2014, 15, whatever edition is plus, minus, whatever. And then I didn't do them again for, 6 years. Because I was in a pretty good place. And I was in a pretty good place going into this one as well. And when you're with your boys, it's the only time you're going to do it. Don't do them alone. Don't do them with strangers. Don't do it and then try and figure yourself out. You got to just go with the flow. Okay? And the flow is actually a pretty good commercial. If you look about what her name, Flow. Flow's making like $500K. Anyway, doesn't matter. E-Trade commercial? What's Flow? Progressive. That's Flow. Go with the flow. Hey, player, say Flow some more. All right, look, this is me talking about mushrooms. It's a little bit wild, it's a little bit out there, but I think you'll enjoy it. So it's taken off, it's gonna go right into it. So just here we go in 3, 2, 1, trip balls. Dude, okay, if you haven't done mushrooms, that's cool, man. I don't think anybody should just do them against their will. But I do believe there's phases of your life. Like, there is for sure who I was before I did mushrooms and who I was after I did mushrooms. And it wasn't a, like, snap your fingers, I'm a different guy now. No, it was like a gradual way you kind of look at things. And it kind of defines itself over the course of, years, really. And then you just kind of think, like, oh, wait, that was a little bit of a turning point in how I viewed, I mean, not reality. Reality is still reality. People that say it's a fucking, dude, it is whatever you fucking make it, man. Like, it's all a suggestion if you get a little bit. Shut up, dude. You still got to get in your car. You're still going to work. The wheel never stops turning, okay? So don't sit there and pretend like, man, you know what? I'm a little bit absurdist, man. So you think it's 10 a.m. Pacific time. And, I think it's time to put a fucking piece of corn up my ass. Like, those aren't equal. Those don't equate to one of another. One of another? One another. But, man, dude, okay, I'm going to try to put this in ways that Okay. It's hard to describe tripping. Like you can see there's that great Have a Good Trip. It's that Netflix documentary where celebrities talk about doing mushrooms, and then they do these reenactments that are, they're funny, but they're not really what's going on. So I'm going to put this in ways that I think will be relatable, all right? So, first off, I think the best way that drugs have been described was in 21 Jump Street, not the show, which the show, if you haven't watched it, amazing. Go back and rewatch it, and then watch Sixth and Jump. I've talked about it before, but man, dude, they just go so hard on these guys, and it doesn't matter. I digress. But in 21 Jump Street, the movie, they take whatever that fucking pill that the younger, less rapey Franco brother gives them in the movie. Dave Franco, that's his name. That's the one that didn't, you know, try and sexually assault a 16-year-old. I'm kidding. He didn't do that. He was just in her DMs like, hey, my name's James. I'm 39, and you look, you know, almost old enough to have sex with me. And I kind of like rolling the die. That's not how James Franco sounds. Anyway. So in that, and they talk about stages in 21 Jump Street. Like, take this drug, and then the stages kind of come, they come up, and they come back down, and there's different waves. That's a thing. Not specifically as they made it, but it is kind of, you take it, and then you do have, you're a little bit giggly. And then you think, and then you convince yourself, I don't know why this always happens, but you take a drug and about 45 minutes in, you're like, that's not enough, didn't take enough of this drug. And that's what a dumb person would just take more and be like, oh no, I didn't really feel it, so I think I should have a little bit more. I should have just a little bit more, and then once I have a little bit more, then I'll kind of know where I'm at. That's not a good idea. Don't do that. Be 1,000% sure you haven't taken enough. Give it an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe. Really try and hang out before you kind of dose yourself some more. Okay, I'm not saying I did that, but I am kind of a fucking moron, so I might have done that. And I just remember there's the first thing that happens where you're like, okay, yeah, no, I'm a little bit sideways. I'm a little bit twisted up. Was when I went to the bathroom and I had to take a shit because, you know what, guys? Sometimes you just gotta shit. And this bathroom, first of all, this Airbnb we were at was this like mansion where it on like this lake in South Washington, and it felt like it's not even a lake, it was Puget Sound, so it felt like the lake though. I'm all over the place, guys. I'm still kind of coming back. When you do, you know, 2.5 days of every drug ever made, minus the ones you put in your tear ducts, it takes a second to try and get yourself back to whatever you think your normal is. I take a shit. So I sit down and I'm in this house, and this house had like themes. There were like, this is like the Redfish boat room. And you're like, why are the walls red? And why are there fish like in net on the wall? And I thought this before I took any drugs. I was sober as a bird looking at this stuff like, what is going on in here? And then I'm on drugs a little bit. I take a shit. Not on the floor. I'm like taking a shit in the toilet. I was in the designated shitting area. And I look down, and you know everyone has like bath mat. There's like bath mats usually. If you're the kind of guy who just puts a towel on the ground and folds it a bunch, you're probably me. Because that's definitely something that I've done most of my life. Like, bath mat? I don't need one of those. I'll just put a towel on the ground. It'll get moldy. I'll throw it away in 3 weeks. All right. Fucking reel it in, Blair. Reel it in. But this mat was it was red, and then it had yellow, like kind of like swirly lines. You know how like they're just random patterns that don't make any sense. Like, hey, this is a cool thing, right? So I sit down, and then the mat starts swirling. Have you ever looked at Van Gogh's Starry Night picture, where it's like that town, and it looks like they're about to be destroyed by aliens? You know what I'm talking about? The Van Gogh one where it's like blue night and then like big, giant, like massive sun type deals in the sky. So shit's just swirling around, and I'm like, all right, that's how that's supposed to be. Those are supposed to do that. Not even making the connection. That's when you know you're on drugs. When like you just ignore why you're seeing that and you just accept that that's how things are now. Like that thing is supposed to swirl. And then I go back. and you kind of want to get a feel for your boys. I'm not saying my friends were on drugs, but I was on drugs, and maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But you kind of want to get a feel for who's where everybody's at. So you'll kind of try and find your totem. And if it's a guy who's looking, he's not doing well, I can't speak. If there's a guy who looks like he's not doing well, get away from that guy. Because all of the mushrooms are just, it's just energy. Which, as crazy and hippy-dippy as that shit just sounded coming out of my stupid mouth, it is a lot of just kind of energy. Like, you know, if you walk in, you know, if you're at, like, a restaurant and there's a couple fighting and you go by it and you just kind of walk by and it's like you walked into a screen door of regret. You're like, oh, no, they, yeah, those guys over there are not, I don't want to be close to them because then I'll try and, you know, call my girlfriend a slut. And I don't need to do that. We're at Red Robin. Let's just enjoy Red Robin. Enjoy our time together. This guy in the trucker hat is for sure trying to close his car door on this girl's ankle. That's what he's trying to do, and I want to avoid that. You know what I mean, though? The energy stuff, like you can see somebody fighting, and you're like, okay, I'm going to avoid that. With drugs, it's the same way. If someone's in a good mood or they're really loving it, you want to get closer to that person. As weird as it sounds, you're like, maybe I'll get some of his energy. I'll put it on my energy, and we'll have some synergy together. But what happens is you try and find a totem of a person, and it's a lot of laughing, and you're enjoying it. And then it starts to switch. And you kind of have to realize, yo, we're all on something, but the only one you have is the guy in your head. Dude, I'm realizing now, in the middle of this podcast, that it makes absolutely no sense what I'm saying unless you've done drugs, right? So I'm trying to make it as relatable as possible to all my straight-edge squares out there.
I like who I am most of the time, so I don't think I really need to get any other form of consciousness going in my veins, because I think I've pretty much got it all figured out. I'm going to go back to the job that I don't even fucking like.
Yeah, that guy's fun. I bet he's great at a dinner party.
Oh, you know, I love going canoeing. I'm a big paddleboard guy, too. Anything on a board in the water makes me feel closer to the earth. It's like, dude, take some fucking mushrooms and lift the fuck off, because that is kind of the best way to hit the reset button. Because to shrooms, man, I sound like a crazy person. Okay, stay with me. Because if there's something bad that's going on in your mind, it's like you're kicking it around or you shoved it away, mushrooms are going to be like going through your psyche, trying to just flesh that out. Kind of like in The Matrix when those little like octopus attacky aliens robots and they're drilling through the earth trying to find fucking Zion. Dude, what am I talking about? Anyway, am I still on mushrooms? That's what the mushrooms are going to do. They're trying to find all that bad shit in your head. And they're going to be like, hey man, let's talk about this now. It's here. Let's figure it out. So that's what I mean. I mean, like, it's a great way to hit that reset button and try and get all that shit out, man. And then you look around and you're alone, but you're with your friends. So that feels good. And then you just start looking at stuff. And you're like, okay, let's make heads or tails of this. Because I know, in reality, that's just a bottle cap. But right now, I think, if I look at it hard enough, it'll beam me up, Scotty. Dude, I don't know how else to say it. It's just kind of like, it just kind of makes you look at everything sideways. But again, people get lost in it, and they'll be sitting there, and they'll be thinking, like, I'm never going to be the same again. You fucking are, man. All right? Just keep that kind of, you know, tucked close where you're like, okay, I'm on drugs. But it's going to stop, and then I'll go back to seeing that bottle cap is just, you know, something I should probably recycle, but I won't. All right, here's what it's like. You know when you go to a movie theater and you watch the trailers and there's like 7 trailers and you remember only a couple of them, and even the one you remember, you don't even remember why you liked it. You couldn't quote it back. You barely even know the title. Because then the movie starts and you go with that movie, but you remember that was something about the trailers was good that you enjoyed. That's what mushrooms are like. It's like trying to remember the trailer that you liked after the movie's already over. Because so much has already happened, it's taking your mind away from that thing. So you're trying to remember the highlights of the night.
One of the biggest highlights I remember was the only kind of bad juju that happened all night was there was this back bathroom. It was like an extension bathroom. And it was, and this is going to sound like I made this up, but this is 100%. I double checked after it was done with the drugs. And I was like, okay, that for real happened. It was a bathroom just filled with panda stuff. Right? Just panda stuff. Like there were shelves next to the toilet of little panda figurines. There was a portrait of a panda above the toilet. There was fake bamboo leaves around the sink. And I never, for some reason, I never turned the light on when I went in there because there was enough light from a skylight in the hallway. So I would go in there and I was, you know, on mushrooms. And I looked to the fucking pandas and they would freak me the fuck out, dude. I'd be like, okay, why are there fucking pandas here? And why are they looking at me? I got to get out of here. But I had to piss, so I was pissing forever. By the way, you take a piss, when you're on mushrooms, any drugs, you're taking pisses that last, I don't know, as long as your childhood did. You're like, oh, okay, so now I'm 7, and I started this piss when I was 4, so all right, that's cool. I remember, like, I'm going to look away from these pandas, and I look down, and there's this, I see a panda. There's a panda on the ground. Again, on drugs. It's not a panda. It's a fucking, it's a garbage can that had a cute little panda face as the top of the garbage can. You know, like the ones that flip. So it's like supposed to be more sanitary. But it's not an open-ended garbage can. It's just like a little top of the. You guys get what I'm trying to say? It's a garbage can that has the flippy lid. The flippy lid, right? The flippy lid. But it was a panda face. And I was like, what the fuck? No, why is there a panda here? And I realized, okay, no, that's just nuts. That's a fucking garbage can. And I washed my hands and threw paper towels in there just to make sure it was still there. I came back like 6 or 7 times just to make sure that this was still, I didn't make up the panda room. And no one believed me. I was like, guys, this bathroom's worth it. Like, there's no bathroom back there. I'm like, there for sure is a bathroom back there, guys. Let's fucking chill out. There's one back there. I'll prove it. And I came out from the bathroom with the lid of the garbage can, which was a panda face, the flippy lid. And I show my buddies, and they're like, whoa, 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 get that out of here. Get it out of here. I'm like, and I realize, okay, I've now brought bad juju to the group. We're on a back deck. Everyone's excited. Like, whoa, whoa. And it was, that's how you know we're all kind of doing the same thing, but we're all in our own world. But like, we just know bad energy when you see it. Everyone was like, whoa, get that panda head out of here. And I was like, okay, how do I desensitize these guys to the stupid lid that I brought? So I put it on my head. And then everyone went from, get it out of here, to, hey, never take that off. This feels safe again. And I was like, no, I'm not wearing a fucking panda mask head. It did look kind of like Tropic Thunder, you know, when he kills the panda and then wears its skin. That's what I looked like to them, I think. I don't know. Dude, it's like I'm going to listen back to this podcast and be like, Blair, what are you talking about? What you have to understand is that's drugs. That's drugs. What a slogan. Hey, what are drugs like? They're drugs, dude. You just gotta just hop on board because we're fucking leaving. All right, did any of that make any sense? Be honest. Because I feel like I wouldn't be upset if you didn't follow it. I mean, I hope you did, but I also get if you didn't. Now, I'm going to go, because, dude, I mean, pandas, right? Fucking pandas. And also, if you listen to this podcast, I have pictures of the panda bathroom that I went back. I went on Airbnb today because I had to make sure that I wasn't a crazy person. So I went back on the Airbnb. I found the place we stayed at. I looked through all the pictures, and I found the panda bathroom, and I was like, fucking, you see? You see it? You know what I mean? Like, I had to make sure I wasn't, you know, an absolutely crazy person. But here's what I will say about when it's all over. Like, when you're done.
Hey, when it's all said and done, kid, here's what you gotta do.
Now, when it's all over, you gotta just, don't eat like shit. I ate just shit and piss, and it was disgusting. Also, I think it was called some Mexican restaurant in Redmond. It was not. It was good, but it was not at all what I think I was supposed to have. It hurt. It hurt a lot. And then I took an edible on an empty stomach the next day. And taking an edible on an empty stomach when your mind is still trying to like pull itself back together, that'll make you think you're going back down the rabbit hole. Okay? Which is not... You want to just... come on, just give me back. Head above water. Okay, I'm normal again. So be prepared. If you are going to be a guy who does mushrooms, I highly suggest it. I think it's awesome. I think it does change your life. I think it's the best thing you could ever possibly do. And that's, I'm not going that far. I'm not going to go so far as to say, dude, do it, and it'll make you a better person forever. It's like, just fucking, you know, do it recreationally. You know, you don't need to go on some vision quest. Just be around people that you love and share an experience that you are kind of taking, you know, on your own. Like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That's a trip in itself. But Charlie is just, he's kind of just alone. It's him and his dad, but it's just kind of his trip. That's what mushrooms are like. Also, side story about mushrooms. There was a moment when I was peak, you know, frying ball sack. I remember we're sitting on the back porch and we're all kind of sitting in a circle. No one's really talking. We're playing a little bit of music. And I look down and I see something. And in the moment, I knew it was crazy to even think it. Like, I was still close enough, you know, I was still tethered to the idea of, oh, I'm on drugs. It's okay. I'm on drugs. That thought was just a drug thought. But it still inhabited my brain. And I said to the guys, and I go, hey guys, whose legs are these? I was looking at my own legs, looked at those guys, and was like, you guys know who put these here? Does anybody know whose legs these are? They're my legs. They're fucking mine. And I just, that thought actually inhabited my mind. So if that's what you're looking for, find some mushrooms, put them on, you know, stick them between a couple Oreos and go to work. Double stuffed. Only double stuffed. I don't want to see any of this. I got the thin ones. What are you, a communist? Is there a famine? What's happening? Why are they smaller? Like if someone put out a small... can of beer, like an extra small, tiny beer can. You'd be like, what are we doing here? This won't get me anywhere. I have to have seven of these to feel it. Now, small liquors, I understand. Those are fun and they're convenient. But small beer, fuck off. I don't want a small cookie. Reese's Pieces are shit. You'll never be able to convince me that Reese's Pieces are not absolute. Fuck, Blair. You're never going to... Let's do this one more time from the top. From the top, people! You're never going to be able to convince me that Reese's Pieces aren't actual shit. Like little pieces of shit. Little fucking goat turds. Like, hey, it's a small Reese's. No. Give me the regular size Reese's. Or the Reese's Minis, but they're still, they keep the same shape. No small treats on three. One, two, three. No small treats! All right. We're out. Fuck off. We did it. Eat shit. God, I should sign off nicer. Okay. Have a good day. You guys are all beautiful, spacious, wonderful flowers that are going to do amazing things. I can't do it. Fuck you. I'm out.